Good morning. Here I am going to present five watershed assessment of peat losses from privately owned cropland in Northeast Missouri. And these are my group for the Heartland Region Peat Index Conservation Innovation Grant. And we are from four states: Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and also we represent Iowa also in this group. We have selected the agricultural extender policy, environmental extender model, for two reasons. One is it could simulate small-scale watersheds, and other one is it can simulate conservation practices. The most challenging question we have is to how to parameterize the model. So we have around 170 parameter values that needs to be specified, and part of them are controlling the equations for major processes such as runoff and erosion, and others specify the rates and threshold values for these equations, and these are site specific. We have to either select them based on best professional judgment, or we call out of box, or we have to use the calibration process if data is available. So our objectives were to evaluate the APEX model for runoff sediment and total phosphorus loadings from five watersheds using the best professional judgment parameterization, and also calibrating on one site and using those parameter values to validate on other four sites. So we had to rely on publicly available data, and digital elevation models and land use models were obtained from USGS web sources, and soil data, the Sergo soil data, and USDNRCS, and the management we got from the owners, and whether rainfall was available for the site-specific sites, and others from the agricultural electronic bulletin for Missouri, that is climatic database, and we used ArcGIS tools to delineate the watersheds. So these are the five watersheds distributed in three counties. Knox, we have two watersheds. Chariton County, we have two watersheds. And Linn County, one watershed. All watersheds have different shapes, features, and sizes. And two of the watersheds had grass waterways. And two sites had two terraces. And one watershed was very large and very complex terrace structure, and also cover crop. And one watershed was without any conservation measures, and the other one had a deep depression in the middle of the watershed. So we used two calibration tools we developed. One is a parameter sensitivity program, which helped us to select most sensitive parameters from 90-odd parameters. And other one, the PAR-OP program, it helped us to get the more optimized values for more sensitive parameters. Simulated values were available for 2011 to 2013 for runoff sediment and total phosphorus. So these are the event simulations. The x-axis are the dates or the event dates, and y-axis are the runoff. Red line is the measured values, and green lines are the simulated best management, and the blue lines are the simulated calibrate. But we can see almost all watersheds, both simulations, best judgment and calibrated, follow a good pattern. But at certain times, the green dots are a little bit higher predicted. That is the best professional judgment model. Then these are the sediment loads. Again, you can see a good trend. But at some points, we can see that over-predictions are there. And these are the total phosphorus. Again, you can find both best judgment and calibrated following the same pattern. But again, there are some, in most of the time, the best judgment over-predicted sediment, as we saw in the previous presentation also. And we had some measured values in the Knox County, where we have 2 points. We don't know whether they are correct or not. So we have very few events for this. So we have to see what are the statistics for these simulations. three statistical parameters indicators we use: coefficient of determination, that is correlation between the measured and simulated values. One is perfect, zero is no match. The acceptable of monthly values is greater than or equal to 0.6. But for event values, you can further relax that to 0.5. And the other one is the Nash-Sutcliffe coefficient. It is it compares the model predictions to the arithmetic average of the measured values. One is perfect, zero is no match. Greater than equal to 0.5 is acceptable, like for the monthly values. So we can further reduce it to 0.4 as the acceptable value for event basis. Percent bias is the percent difference between average measured and average simulated values related to the average measured values. Zero is perfect, greater than zero under prediction, less than zero over prediction. Acceptable values for both event and monthly values, plus or minus 25% for runoff, within plus or minus 55% for sediment, within plus or minus 70% for TP. Next, we'll see how the model simulations were. These are the five watersheds. So these are the results for runoff. First graph is R-square, and the second one NSE, third one P-bias, and with the limits. So best professional judgment is the light-colored green bars, and the other one is the calibrated. So we can see mixed results, and I have highlighted these as where the best professional judgment didn't perform well or poorly performed, like two instances in this here and here. Those are NSE is negative. And when we look into the calibrated values, again there are some poor performance for the calibrator. I had to mention that the model was calibrated for the Chariton 1 first watershed, and others are validation results. So the sediment performances, again we have we further relax the P bias to 55%, and we can see these are the poor performances of best judgment parameterization. And we also can see some poor performances of calibrated, but mostly for sediment, you can see the NSE values were negative for most of the watersheds except Chariton 1, which didn't have any conservation practice. So this TP values, performance indicators, again, the best professional judgment were poor in one watershed, very poor, and others were less than acceptable. And there were positive but poor performance in the calibrated parameterized model also. So in all, if we summarize all this, Chariton watershed had both best performance parameterization and calibrated performed well except for one. And Chariton 1, it is the watershed without any conservation practice, and both models performed well. And Lynn, which had the depression in the middle, didn't perform, the best judgment parameterization model didn't perform well for runoff and sediment. And here, TP, both models didn't perform, but the best judgment parameterization was negative, and negative NSE, but here it is positive, but it was not less than acceptable value. So Knox 1 County was the smallest. Again, for sediment, both paramodels didn't perform well, but for TP, again, the calibrated model was less performed, I mean, not negative, but less NSE was less. And the Knox 2 watershed, both models didn't perform well, possibly because this had some points of measurement of TP where we can see there can be some measurement errors. All in all, we have very few number of events here. This data needs to be validated again with more data. When we sum all the annual values, that is what we are evaluating, the P indices are evaluated on annual basis. So when we the annual runoff measured versus simulated, the calibration improved greatly. You can see it is closer to the 1-to-1 line for runoff. Then for sediment, again, as we saw, best judgment parameterized model overpredicted a lot, but the sediment calibration improved the annual simulations of sediment a lot, greatly to very good R square value. And when you come to TP, it is improved, but not in R square values, but the intercept was improved. So all in all, we can say that the best professional judgment parameterized model overpredicted the event sediment loads for all the watersheds, and with calibration we can improve all the output predictions, but we need more data, and we can say that the APEX model has the potential to predict P losses at small scale watersheds with conservation practices, and we're using publicly available data, and we are in our Heartland project, we are trying to achieve a regional set of parameter set that would work for across the region, so that we can use the APEX model for P index evaluation. And thank you very much.
Okay, we have time for some questions.
This one, yes.
You had 2 tons of erosion with your grass waterway at Knox
Plunge. Yes. It's a very small watershed, but this watershed had these are the results. I think 1 or 2 points, this is the maximum point. There was 1 point, you can see, I can show you the graphs. Thank you.
Any more questions? Not? Thank you, Noma.